Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So in the past, I've been to Busy Lizzie's and learnt how to fillet fish. But now, I'm back at Busy Lizzie's frying school, learning how to perfectly batter and fry fish. From checking consistency to even coverage and avoiding a nasty splash, it's a more delicate art than you might think. Hello, Alan.
Hello, pleased to meet you.
What are we about to do? Describe to me what's going to happen.
So you filleted fish last time you came.
Yep.
And you did a really good job, and everybody reckons you'd be good at frying fish now, so let's just see.
Yeah, let's find out.
We're frying in beef dripping.
Right.
182 degrees for fish.
Woo!
Quite warm.
Yeah.
Main thing is, we don't want you to burn yourself. So, you have to listen.
Good. Oh!
I'm testing the consistency.
So you've just whacked your hand in a big bowl of batter, and you've thrown some in.
I'm testing the fat, see how big the scrap was.
Right.
So all I'm doing is when I'm stirring it up, I'm basically seeing my consistency. So I put my hand in, lift it out, and you see how it's making a line?
Yeah.
I call it the 5-second rule. It has to dissipate within...
1, 2, 3. Oh, hang on.
I don't want it to have gone in one, but I want it to not be more than 5. Right, so done the 5-second rule.
Yeah.
Worked it out, and then I lift the fish up, grabbing it with my 2 middle fingers and my thumb.
Yeah.
So I release it, which means there's batter all over the fish, and I pick it up, and all I'm going to do now is test how fast it runs off. So I'm going to do pick it up in my fingers, and very quickly I'm going to drop it into the pan. But when you put it in the pan, you want 3/4 of the body weight of the fish hitting the fat before you let go,
because otherwise it will splash
it. If it's below 50, you're going to burn yourself, guaranteed.
Right.
And you lay it so it's going away from you, so the splash will go away from you.
Right. Shall I go for it? Shall I have a go?
Right hand. So
yeah.
Remember what you're going to do. You've got to let go.
You'll
feel the weight come off the fish when you're putting it in.
Right.
But obviously you're not going to put your fingers in.
But don't panic and throw it.
Yes. If you panic and throw it, you'll splash yourself. But as long as you push it away from yourself, if you did splash...
I'll feel nervous.
No, you'll be right. You'll be right. Just remember.
Right. Just don't think about it. Here we go.
Okay.
Fish.
Right, okay.
Let it drop in. Yes!
Well, you did it without burning yourself. That's a success in a thing.
But,
right, okay. So what you did then...
Right.
Well, obviously, it comes with practice.
So you're trying to tell me I've done something wrong?
No. Okay. You'll know when we see the fish fried, you'll see the difference.
Right.
You let it drain too long. So the batter consistency is all about...
I was going for the light batter.
Yeah, okay, that's what... I like the blag there. I like your style.
Can I do just one more?
Yeah, question.
Right, okay. In it goes. Right, here we
go. Okay.
Oh, handy.
Okay. Right, you did something different on that time.
Oh.
Okay, so what you did with that one, watch, you grabbed it, you dropped it in, and then you wiped its tail. So the bottom of it, you wiped it on the container, and you rubbed all the batter off.
How long do we have to leave these fishes in there?
4.5 to 5 minutes.
Here comes the first fishy out. This was your demonstration fish.
So we fried skin side up, do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so we turn the fish because we want to see flesh side, we don't want to see the skin side. So now...
Oh, look, I can see where I've scraped the tail.
Okay, so the first one, see how you got your fingerprint on that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's your thumb.
Okay.
And a little bit on the finger.
Yeah.
And that might be the one with your tail.
I scraped his tail.
No, it's not too bad though. It survived.
So how many marks out of 10 would you give me?
I can't think they look any worse than mine, so I've got to give it 10 on it.
10? 10?
In fact, I think mine probably looks worse than yours.
Excellent. You've scored me 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Busy Lizzie's frying school. So, Alan, thank you very much. So, yeah, let's do chips.
Okay. We blanch. You know what blanching is?
I think it's when you dunk them in hot water and then you take them out.
Well, that is one way of blanching. But
right.
We do it with dripping.
Right.
So we par fry them. And we like to... They've got to rest for 10 minutes, but no more than 20.
Okay.
So we're doing them fresh all the time. The reason for that is we don't really want them to go cold, just cool.
Okay.
So you take them out, so we rest them, put them on there, shake them, put them there. And then we put them in the pan. 2 different temperatures. 160 degrees for blanching.
Yeah.
190 for finishing.
This is complicated, Alan.
So, chips.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the scoop. I'm going to let you try and fill it. We're going to get one basket at a time. Oh, put both in at once if you want. Grab it.
I'll
put both of them.
I'll go for both at once.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Debbie.
Right, and then just dunk them in. Give them a little bit of shake so you make sure they're under the oil.
Yeah.
Now then, you've got to remember which one it is. 1, 2, 3, 4. Press number 4. We're
yeah.
Press number 1.
Yeah.
That's running a timer of 5 minutes 14 seconds.
All right, okay, they're in. Oh my gosh, they bubble, don't they?
And they bubble.
Yeah.
Well, so you're par frying him. We're trying to get it just cooked, as in, and you squeeze it, and if your finger should be able to go straight through and let go, and you won't burn yourself. If you stop, as in the hard, you'll burn. Timer's gone off. Press the timer.
Okay, so they are blanched.
They're blanched, right. So, they come out at 155 degrees. So what we're going to do now, we're going to grab it, squeeze it. I'll let you do it, see what you think.
Right.
So you're going to grab one. I'll pass you the chip. Grab it.
And what am I doing with it, though?
You should have no resistance. If it was hard, when you squeezed it, it would burn yourself.
Isn't it a bit hard?
It is actually a bit hard.
Oh my gosh.
Right, it's 190 degrees, so you've got to hold it. Hold it, and you just squeeze.
You've just taken a chip from boiling hot oil straight into your hand.
You're not holding it, you're just
holding
it. Pressing it.
Right, okay, there is a difference. There is a difference.
I'll let you hold the same one, because it makes me feel.
We hold your chip. Ooh, yeah. No, I mean, it's warm.
Okay, so if you squeeze it, it should feel crispy.
Ah, that's hot!
Well, that will be hot.
So we have perfectly cut chips, perfectly cut fish. You've just thrown a chip across the kitchen. You've scored me 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I think that's
right. Busy Lizzie's frying school. So, Alan, thank you very much.
You can visit Busy Lizzie's to eat some fish fried by the experts in Skipton on Swadford Street or the High Street car park. To find out more, visit busylizzies.co.uk.
Busy Lizzie's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.